Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub. I'm a hybrid artist, principal in Indian Hill Image Works, and also the president and founder of Life Equals Art. The title of this audio blog is Fear of Gray. What do I mean by fear of gray? Well, a friend of mine a few months back asked me an interesting question. He said, are you an Ansel Adams printer, or are you an Edward Weston printer? And I thought about that, and I thought that was an interesting question to ask a photographer. And I think it's a very relevant question. If you think about those two artists, and if you pull a book out of both their works and look at it, you know, you'll see overlapping subject matter occasionally. You'll see overlapping styles, especially in some of Ansel Adams' earlier works. But what you'll notice is a very different sort of approach to printing. Ansel Adams, especially in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, most of his prints that I've seen generated during that time have this sort of monumentality of printing. You know, there's great blacks and big explosive dynamic range. You know, in detail, there's these full dynamic prints. You know what I'm talking about. You can see it in your mind. When you think about Edward Weston's prints, there's no lack of black. There's no lack of highlight detail. But what there is an appreciation of gray. There's a lot of gray in the prints. There's these wonderful, rich, gray, velvet tonalities that just flow across his prints. And this really got me thinking about my own work. And it got me thinking in particular about a new series of artworks that I'm making, a new series of portraits. And I started thinking about the portrait photographers who work I like. You know, people like Emmett Gowan and Stieglitz and Penn and Arnold Newman. And I went back and I started pulling out books, you know, and I started looking at the different printing styles. And what I found was that the prints and the images that were the most meaningful to me were the ones that had these beautiful, rich, long, gray tonality. They weren't printed for pop. They were printed for intrigue. They were printed to get you to get up and look at the print and explore the velvety, you know, transition of tones that existed within the print. And so, of course, I had to do a test. I'm currently shooting a series of portraits. They're being shot on a Rolly twin lens. It's a 2.8 F series from 1960. And I'm using a film by Berger. It's a real classic emulsion 120 film. Processing in PMK. I'm getting about as traditional as you can here. And then, of course, I scanned it on an Imicon FlexTite scanner, and the prints are made on the DaVinci, so we've got the best of the 20th and 21st century happening here. And what I noticed was my initial instinct on printing the images was Ansel Adams. And some of this is digital. Digital very easily opens the door for making these big, beautiful, explosive prints, especially when working in black and white. You've got the tools, and they're so readily there, you know, curves and levels, and what you can do is so powerful in those areas, and still have these full dynamic, you know, open shadows and highlights, that I found myself having to, like, pull myself back from not doing that, from not making these prints that were what I would refer to, based on the portrait photographers and other photographers who work I like, overly expressive. Prints that had so much pop that it didn't necessarily invite you in to look at the print beyond that, beyond sort of an initial view. So I did a test. I took a portrait of Eve, my wife. It is posted on Indian Hill Image Works. It's probably two or three pages back. And it's called Eve at Indian Hill Spring 2007. And the original version of that image that was made, I printed it the way that I would normally print an image. And, you know, so I went through, I did everything in Photoshop the way I normally would, made a print, bam. Then I went through, held myself back, and made a print where I really explored gray. I explored, you know, these beautiful mid-tone tonalities. And how could I really accentuate them in a print? Still have a great black, still have a great highlight, beautiful open shadow detail, beautiful rendered highlight detail, but exaggerating that mid-tone section and not being afraid to print, you know, Caucasian skin tone at zone 5 or zone 4. Instead of going, wow, it has to be a zone 6 or 6.5. You know, really printing for an emotional quality. Tacked the two prints on the wall, looked at it, and it was a slam dunk. The one that was grayer, or the one that had this longer tonality, this sort of beautiful, rich, dense mid-tones, was far more intriguing, far more interesting. Then I decided to take that to even sort of a next step, and I started thinking about output paper. most inkjet papers that people are working with are very white. They've got, you know, if they're not using OBAs, they might have, you know, an ISO brightness index of like, you know, 91 or 91.5. You know, a lot of the new inkjet papers people are using have, you know, optical brightening agents in them. So they're very, very, very white papers that give you the ability of producing this tremendous contrast. That can be good and bad. I chose three papers to take a look at. I chose two darkroom-looking digital papers. I won't mention who the companies are. Beautiful papers, beautiful surfaces, beautiful DMAX, incredible dynamic range, and printed that gray file on those papers. They have a fairly white base. Then I chose a handmade Japanese paper called Mohachi. Mohachi is made up of kozo, hemp, and pulp. It's internally sized. Absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, very expensive, but drop-dead gorgeous paper. It's capable of producing beautiful, beautiful deep blacks, beautiful tonality, and very, 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 very smooth tonality. You don't see any dots on this paper. It's really quite exquisite with the process that we have for it at Indian Hill Image Works. And then what I've been doing is, as people have come into the gallery and studios, I've been asking everybody, here's a print on the wall, and here's another print, and I show them the other glossy prints. And I say, which one do you like? 99.9999999% of the people in our studio have gravitated toward the ones on Mohachi. The reason why is Mohachi is a slightly warmer paper. It's a slightly lower contrast paper. And it really brings out a lot of what I've done in Photoshop to that file. It brings out a lot of the soft, beautiful, velvet grays. The other papers do as well, but just the nature of how those papers are being designed increases contrast. It increases snap. You know, it used to be that when you're doing stuff, if you talk to any commercial photographer, they tell you that, you know, you've got to sell the image right away when you shoot it. So you're trying to create an image that when somebody flips that magazine page, it sells it because you only got a couple of seconds, at the most, for them to look at the image and go, wow, I want that. So you print an image that has like a dynamic feel to it. I feel that a lot of these papers and a lot of what we're doing in Photoshop is sort of under that mentality. It's under the mentality of the BAM art, you know, the art that's just like, wow, it has to have that immediate grab. I'm finding myself gravitating in the other direction. I want to create a print that engages you. I want to create a print that wants you to get up to it and to look at it and explore the beautiful nuances of the page and explore the beautiful nuances within the print. And a print that has a lot of contrast or a lot of snap isn't necessarily the easiest thing to continue to look at because the contrast can be very off-putting for the eye. Just do an experiment yourself. Take one of your files, print it out as it probably is. It's probably a quote-unquote Ansel Adams version. Print it out, and then go back in, rework on the file, and lower it down. Make it a little more gentle tonality. Work with a little more gray. Don't lose your shadow detail. Don't lose your highlight. Don't make it flat and dead. You know what I mean. Soften it down a little bit. Make the grays longer and more beautiful. Tack the two prints up and live with it for a month. At the end of the month, I almost guarantee you'll like the image that uses a longer, more expressive sense of gray. Now, a lot of this I fault on Photoshop. I'm not blaming Ansel Adams, by the way, or anything like that. I mean, that's not the direction this audio blog's going. But I blame sort of a lot of this on the ease of contrast control within Photoshop. Don't get me wrong, I'm not asking Photoshop or Adobe to take any of the contrast controls they have built into the software out, but what I'm saying is that we as image makers need to be aware of how quickly we can push a file in one direction or another. It's so easy with curves and with levels to adjust contrast radically in ways that would have been much more difficult to do in the traditional darkroom. In ways that, you know, when you're originally looking at a file, you know, snap and contrast sells. But if you step back and kind of think about it, you might want that longer gray tonality. So I have basically spent the last couple of weeks thinking about how I print. And I print on a lot of rare and handmade papers, so I automatically have a lower contrast surface. And I have very consciously started scanning my negatives and started working with my images in Photoshop for the purposes of producing a long, beautiful, gray tonality. You know, the tonality of a platinum print. Something that visually you can look at and just fall into. Not something that has lots of, you know, tremendous snap on the surface that doesn't invite you to explore. These are just my thoughts, and my thoughts of, you know, a fear of gray. And I think it's something that, you know, as I said, I invite each of you to explore, and I invite you to post your response back to what your thoughts are on this. And that's it. Have a good night.